Scientists make water run uphill. Toss water on a hot pan and it sizzles. But toss water on a really hot pan and the water beads up and starts roaming around. Now turn your hot pan into a hot staircase and watch the water climb the stairs. That's right. Researchers have done just that, taking an everyday sight in the kitchen to a brand new level in the laboratory. When scientists heated a piece of brass with sawtooth ridges, water drops traveled quickly and in one direction, up. That's right, up. Up the stairs they went. This research is scheduled to be published in the April 14th issue of the journal Physical Review. As for future potential uses, the traveling drops could prove helpful in... Well, nobody knows what the heck the use would be, actually, for water that goes uphill. But school teachers now have a new trick for the classroom, that's for sure. Water running uphill. Sound impossible? Well, they said it would be impossible to split the atom, didn't they? Huh? Remember that? Said it'd be impossible to put a man on the moon. Said it'd be impossible to acquit O.J. They thought it'd be impossible to break the 4-minute mile. To fly faster than the speed of sound. To find a worse sitcom than Three's Company. Wait, that is impossible. The point here is water moves uphill. Water moves uphill when hot. Stranger still is this fact. I did some research this afternoon. Water will disappear altogether when hotter. Sure, it moves uphill when hot, but when made even hotter, it disappears. Scientists have completed experiments in which water heated to the boiling point in a saucepan vanished altogether. I mean, it just, in about 18, 19 minutes, it just disappeared, seemingly into thin air. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, huh? Water does some pretty strange things. Jump off your diving board into your backyard pool in July? Fun and refreshing, right? Do so in January? You end up hospitalized. Water's tricky. Water is tricky. If you learn nothing else tonight on the program, I hope you take that with you, folks. Hello.
Tell him it's vapor.
What do you mean, vapor?
That's what goes up from the water.
How do you mean?
I mean, it's science.
Well, how
it
so?
It makes it rain when it goes up in the sky and makes clouds and it comes down on us.
Really?
Yes, sir.
You know, her mind is a gold bricker, but her mouth is a workaholic. That's my take on Victoria. Huh? Her mind's a gold bricker, but that mouth is a hard-working son of a gun. And if ignorance is bliss, that gal is orgasmic, huh?